Hey, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host today, and we have a great episode today. Today's episode is about Texas blues. You know, we did British blues, we did acoustic blues, we've done Chicago blues, Delta blues. What is Texas blues? Texas blues is influenced, you know, by a lot of genres. You know, country, swing, jazz, pop, a little bit of pop, and really a lot of blues. We think about the Delta, you know, all the guys there, they're working on the fields, and they're working in the cotton fields and everything. Well, you know, you just go across Louisiana, and then there's Texas, and there's a lot of different kind of work there. A lot of guys worked in the oil fields. There are a lot of lumber camps in Texas. And, of course, there's still a lot of cotton in Texas. If you don't think so, you know, their big annual bowl game is the Cotton Bowl. But most of these guys, when they were wanting to play blues, they went to the major cities. You know, back then, the major cities in Texas were San Antonio, Galveston, Houston, and Dallas, and a couple of others. And, you know, even the great Robert Johnson, who his recordings are considered the first real recordings of Delta blues, they were actually recorded in Texas. Guys back in the 40s and early 50s that really influenced the guys that came later and still influence the guys today. You know, guys like Blind Willie Johnson, Lightnin' Hopkins, Little Sam Jackson, and T-Bone Walker. The thing about T-Bone Walker, he was a little more on the jazz side of blues, but he left Texas in the 40s and went to Los Angeles and did a lot of his recording. But he was very, very influential on the blues. And you think about T-Bone Walker, he's the first guy that B.B. King heard playing blues on an electric guitar. He said that's what he wanted to do. And, you know, B.B. King is known for his electric guitar playing. Also, T-Bone Walker is the first one to actually put his lead guitar picking as a major part of his sound and not just his voice. It progressed more into blues rock over time. Guys like Johnny Winter and ZZ Top, you know, ZZ Top called herself Blues Bass Electric Boogie. Like Freddie King, you know, Fabulous Thunderbirds and Stevie Ray Vaughan. And, you know, like I said earlier, Texas is a little dirty, it's gritty. And you think about it, whatever Texas does, they're going to do it twice as big and twice as good. Everything's bigger and better in Texas. And speaking of Texas, ooh, the Iceman himself, Mr. Albert Collins, one of my favorites. Let's listen to Albert Collins here with Ice Pick.
Thank you.
There's Got to Be a Change and Ice Pick from Mr. Albert Collins. Albert Collins is from Leona, Texas. Where is Leona, Texas? South of Dallas and east of Austin. He's known very well for his picking style, you know, the thumb and the forefinger and alternate tunings and the capo. But you think about it, it's all about that Telecaster sound, you know. And Ice Pick is a perfect example of Albert's sound. He played a Telecaster and also known as the master of the Telecaster himself. Very electric. I don't think there's ever a recording of him playing an acoustic song, but if I'm wrong, log in and tell me I'm wrong, and we'll discuss it. Very electric sound, and a big part of the Austin music scene. Played Anton's and everybody else, and you know the old stories go about him that he had a 100-foot-long audio cord, and he would walk off stage and walk out the front door and into traffic on Main Street, Austin, while he was playing a guitar solo. I can imagine driving down the street in Austin, Texas, looking for Anton's. Hey, I heard Albert King's playing here tonight. Wait a minute, or Albert Collins. There he is, right there in the middle of the street, playing a guitar solo. He was just known as a great entertainer and a live performer. And one thing about all these old blues guys, you know, they sold a lot of records, but they didn't sell as many records, you know, as the mainstream people. So they had to really make their bones playing live music. And one thing they knew how to do, they knew how to entertain a live audience. And Albert King was one of the absolute best at it. Well, you think about Texas Blues, you think about, you know, Texas Blues in the 80s, and there's one guy that comes to mind, that's Stevie Ray Vaughan, probably the most recognizable blues guy from Texas, you know, in the newer generation. Played a Stratocaster like nobody else. Let's listen to Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan himself, "The Sky Is Crying."
1, 2. The sky is crying. Can you see the tears roll down the street? The sky is crying. Can you see the tears roll down the street? I've been looking for my baby, yeah, and I wonder where can she be. I saw my baby early one morning. She was walking on down the street.
Mood from Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan. Man, that was pretty hot. And before that, you heard The Sky is Crying from Mr. Stevie Ray Vaughan as well. Stevie Ray Vaughan, you talk about dirty and greedy Texas blues. That's pretty much the definition of it right there. Stevie was from Dallas, Texas, but he followed his brother to Houston. I think he was only 17 or 18 years old. His big brother, Jimmy, who was playing with the Fabulous Thunderbirds, who we played earlier, he sat there and he went to Anton's every night and he watched his brother. And while his brother was going to Anton's and playing, he would sit home and blow up Jimmy's backup amp, and he'd come on and there'd be a big fight as usual. You know how brothers are. And, you know, Anton's, it's hard to explain what it is because I think the place is closed now, but in the 80s and the 90s, it was just a place to be if you were a blues player. And Stevie Ray Vaughan was a very, very large part of that. And he was a big fan of Albert King. You know, he got his big break. He got to go on stage with Albert King. And I think it was 1980 or 1981. I think David Bowie saw him playing somewhere. And David Bowie was so impressed, he wanted him to play on his album. If you listen to the David Bowie song, Let's Dance, the guitar solo at the end of Let's Dance is played by Stevie Ray Vaughan. David was so impressed that he wanted Stevie to join his band and go on tour. And Stevie said, no, I'm working on my own thing here, Double Trouble. And Bowie was kind of taken aback, maybe a little bit offended. But later on, when he heard Stevie Ray Vaughan's solo work, he understood why. And then Stevie went on, and he formed Double Trouble. I think that was 1982, I believe. And producer John Hammond heard a demo of him that was actually recorded at Jackson Browne's house. And he was signed shortly after Double Trouble came out. And then, of course, there's Pride and Joy and Texas Flood. And all of a sudden, everybody thinks Stevie Ray Vaughan is the best thing. And I think Stevie Ray Vaughan's most famous quote is, "It took me 12 years to become an overnight success." And I think that's a pretty good quote right there. Well, that's it for today's show, Red, White, and Blues. Today's episode was about Texas blues. I can't thank you enough for listening. I had a good time listening to this music today. I want you to log on to WVFFradio.com and drop us a line. Have some comments on the show. I want some music you want to hear, some music you want, you know, you want to comment on. If some of my history is wrong, feel free to call up and correct my mistakes. You know, I get some of the stuff off the internet. You know, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true, right? But no, but yeah, and you know, if you feel like you have a lot to offer as far as history of the blues, give us a shout. Maybe we can get you here in the studio, and you know, and you can you know, tell us what you think about the blues and your version, not your version, but how you feel about the history of the blues, and you think about, you know, the blues. I keep, you know, talking about these guys like Stevie Ray Vaughan here. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's in the Rolling Stones top 100 guitar players of all time. Almost every blues artist that I've had on this show or played, you know, on this show, probably 90% of them are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they're listed in Rolling Stone magazine's top 100 guitar players of all times. So, you know, and it just shows the influence of what the blues guys did. And the Texas blues guys, they were raw, they were aggressive, they were greedy, and everything was bigger, and everything's better in Texas. Thanks for listening today. This is Red, White, and Blues. And please tune in next week for another episode. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio FM 97.7, Veterans for Truth.